This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is a bit of a weird story. I recently moved down to southern Canada. Not going to say where, but it is a very historic area. And we found this house, and first of all, there's a house, well, not a house, there's a cement foundation in my backyard that was the foundation of a house right here that burned down. And my family, we've been pretty light sleepers, but I'm a super deep sleeper. Like, once I'm out, I'm out, right? So ever since we moved in here, my bedroom just kind of felt off, right? And for like the first 2 months, nothing really happened, but on the second month, just at the cusp of the end of it, I had my first instance of like, whoa, what is weird? This is weird. And I had a sleep paralysis, which was possibly the scariest thing that's happened to date, because I didn't recognize it as sleep paralysis. And I just saw this man in the corner of my room standing there and observing me. And I heard my fridge door opening and slamming shut repeatedly. And stuff like that. And then I snapped out of it. I was like, oh, that's weird. And I could not go to sleep for the rest of that night. And, you know, I kept on going on. But recently, my doors have been opening and shutting by themselves. I just came downstairs, because upstairs is where my room is, and all my stuff started shaking violently. It does this, like, almost every day. And it only ever happens when my bedroom door was closed. So I did where I was holding my camera. I'd open the door, the stuff would stop shaking. But as I'd close the door, the stuff would start shaking again. And, like, stuff would be knocked over. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And now it's been every night constantly where I get sleep paralysis and stuff like that. I've never had any paranormal instances before in my life, and this is, I'm not going to say guaranteed paranormal, but it's a little weird. And I see these people in my house, and I go downstairs, my fridge door would be open, and yeah, it's just, oh, it gives me chills. And there's this one instance that I'd really like to share, where I was in my room. It was late at night. I'm a weird sleeper. I go to sleep at like 6. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I just like doing that. But lately, my sleep schedule has been off. I've been really in a funk, and I was like up until 11, which is weird, because usually I can't stay up past 8. And I kept on hearing this tapping noise coming from my window. I have this massive window in my room, right? And there's a Canadian flag over the window. And I just always been weird about that window. I always feel like something's watching me through the window, especially because it leads to just but frick nowhere, like straight out into forest. So it's just a little creepy. And I kept on hearing this tapping noise. And I had this overwhelming feeling of, oh man, if I look out right now, I'm going to see something there. There's going to be a person, probably that same guy that I keep on seeing every day. And I didn't come out of my blankets. I had a pillow fort going in my bed. I just huddled up there. I was watching, you know, videos and stuff on my phone. And, oh, man, it was just creepy. this is kind of a more of a darker turn, but 4 or actually 5 years come this June ago, my father passed away in a tragic accident, and I was there, and because of that, I developed PTSD, and I've had night terrors. I've been screaming in my sleep and walking around, and yeah, it's just been wacky, and I know that that person is not my dad, because my dad was rather of short and stocky stature. He was built like a brick shit house, but, you know, was short. He was 5'9"-ish, and this shadow figure, my roof is about 7 foot tall, and he almost has to crick his neck to stand straight up. So that's just weird. And it's just got this weird presence to it. It's never done anything threatening to me, but it just feels threatening because it screams and stomps around at night, and it has this tapping noise that it won't stop doing. It shakes my stuff. It flings my stuff. And it's, like, only ever in my room and downstairs, because, like, I'd see him when I'm dozing off. When I'm dozing off, I'll finally open my eyes, and I'll see him in the corner of my eye and jolt back up. It's creepy. So I'd like to hear your guys'... I know the story was a bit all over the place, because I'm not good at speaking and time constraints and stuff like that. I stutter a lot, but whatever. And, yeah, I'd like to hear your guys' take on the story and see what it possibly could be. It's just a shadow figure, man. I named him Carrots, by the way, so his name's Carrots. And I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts on what this could be. And love the podcast. I'm becoming an EPP pretty soon, so bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.